Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating small business this week with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce at their Small Business Summit 2011. And very excited about that. I'm going to be moderating a panel over there today talking about what small business owners have got on their minds and what are they excited about, what are they frightened about. And one of the people we're talking to right now this morning is Adam Witte. Adam's my last guest today. He's the founder and CEO of Advantage Media Group. And we're talking about, he was in the previous segment, Adam, you were telling us a little bit about your company. We talked a little bit about the publishing industry. Now I want to know about running your business. What are you, look, as you consider where your business is going, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think there's a lot of exciting opportunities ahead. And my personal philosophy is in business, you can focus on either the opportunities or the challenges, and if you focus only on the challenges, you're going to drive yourself nuts and probably go out of business. So I'm consciously making the choice to spend more time focusing on the opportunity ahead. But I'll tell you, the second piece of our business is we have an online education division, and this is a division that we launched last year specifically because we do see the print side of knowledge, the print side of education, which is physical books, dwindling and shrinking in size. That said, education is education, whether you're being educated by a physical book that you're reading, whether you're taking a self-paced online course, or whether you're sitting in a conference or a seminar. And it's my belief that the future of education is very much moving online. So we are aggressively working with our authors.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I think it has benefits. The benefits are that online education is extremely accessible and it's extremely affordable to a lot of people.
In a lot of ways, it makes it easier for people to get educated, doesn't it?
It really does,
especially the non-traditional student.
As an American, I want America to have the most educated workforce in the world, and right, unless we make education available and accessible and affordable to more people, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, let's never take away the importance of in-person learning.
Right.
Just like an in-person meeting with a client is much more powerful than a phone meeting with a client.
Right. One of the things I've said here many times, Joe, is I like to remind people that face-to-face is the original social media.
It is.
And so it's powerful, and we don't. That's one thing we need to make sure that people don't lose sight of. You know, John Nesbitt said, "Well, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want."
So here's the interesting thing about education and where online can play a big role. Is, as you know, Jim, every single human being learns in different ways. They learn through different modalities. Some people learn much quicker than others. And the traditional educational environment, the traditional classroom, essentially assumes that all 30 students are going to learn at the same pace.
Right.
Which you and I know isn't true.
Right.
So with self-paced online education, each student can learn at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And then the key is to have a teacher, an instructor, a facilitator that can then work one-on-one,
right,
and spend the most time with the students that need it and the least time with the students that comprehend and know what they're doing.
Joe, as we wrap up our visit, is there anything that's frightening you out there right now that you're concerned about the future of being able to pursue growth in your company?
Well, I think the most frightening thing is obviously the economy, but I also think it's some pessimism about the economy, and quite honestly, some pessimism about America in general. I was in Vancouver a few days ago for a business trip, and I was having lunch with one of our clients who's a Canadian, and he said, you know, Adam, for the first time in my life, I actually am losing some faith in America.
Wow.
He said,
how do we turn that around? Adam, quickly, how do we turn that around?
Well, I think we have to get our financial house in order. And I think we have to be the moral leader and the economic leader and the military leader in the world.
Yeah. And we can still do that, can't we?
We can do it, but there's so much back and forth in Washington that's contradictory to that.
We got to solve the Washington thing. That's what I think. I agree with Adam on that. Adam, thanks for being here. Good job today. I'll see you later today.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to wrap it up for today. Celebrating Small Business Week with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce at their summit. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.